blew down. We presently have a marker down there, and this whole valley below town and this little horseshoe of the river down here was, of course, some of the finest farming land in the country, and that was the Indian, well, we just got dozens of Indian mounds. There's one whole section of the river down there that is nothing but Indian mounds for long stretches down there. And of course, the basic industry of the town has been the cotton textile industry, and that begun long before the Civil War. The mill on this side, part of the mill on this side, was used as a munitions factory during the Civil War. I believe the manufacturing goes back to 1844 here, if my memory serves me correctly. And of course, what made Tallahassee one of the choice industrial spots before the turn of the century was the fact that these falls here on the river. And since I have resided in Tallahassee, I've seen the old turbines there that were turned literally by the water from the river here. Mm-hmm. Many tales told about how they operated or failed to operate in the late summer and dry weather, when the mills here were totally dependent on the water wheels in the river here. And since I've been here, the power company has leased the dam sites, raised this dam here, and built the one in Upper Tallahassee, and built the one at Lake Martin. But when I first came here 52 years ago, there was nothing but just a little dam here that the Tallahassee Falls Manufacturing Company had built, and had their turbines on the other side to turn to produce their electricity. But then, really, up to a number of years ago, we had Tallahassee and East Tallahassee here. We still have two post offices, and it's in two congressional districts. And that's one of the things that makes the town unique. That the only time we vote together is in a city election or in a governor or United States Senate, because we're in two congressional districts and two state senatorial districts and two the House of Representatives. But if I had to say the main characteristic of this town has been its keen devotion for the last 50 years in public education, its educational and religious life. This community has given of its financial, moral, and spiritual support to public education like few communities have. Their schools, they had good schools here when others were building schools. During the Great Depressions, when other school districts were operating 3, 4, and 5 months, they operated their schools here 8 and 9. Have always been a leader, and it's been due to the fact that the ownership of Mount Vernon Mills and the ownership and leadership of that corporation has been very open-minded and very liberal. They have been liberal, literally almost to a fault, in their contributions to the religious and social and educational life of this community. There's one man, I presume, that had the greatest made the greatest impact on the religious and educational life of the community, was Mr. J.E.